producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDA. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. In the previous hour, I was talking about it's National Colorectal Cancer Month. Woo-hoo! Yee-haw! Ooh, boy, happy day. So, obviously, we're talking a lot about colorectal cancer. And one of you had asked me about, had written about HPV. We had talked about rectal cancer and HPV. And one of you had written that you have HPV. You had genital warts. They were treated years ago. What sort of cancers should you be screened for? And that's actually a very good question. If you have HPV or you had HPV, what's your risk? Okay, how long should you worry? So, you know, many of you, for example, years ago in your, playground days, I don't want to say playground days, but in your playtime days, you picked up some genital warts, okay? And they were pretty common, you know, back in the day, and you would have to get them either cut off or frozen. When I was in training, they started they had a cream out, an Aldera cream that we use. It seems to be pretty effective. It is kind of a chemically burns it off. But getting genital warts, unfortunately, means you were exposed to HPV, human papillomavirus. All right. For women, back in about the 90s, 2000s, when we were starting to screen for HPV in the pap smears, we realized that the human papillomavirus was responsible for cervical cancer. When I was in training, it was, okay, well, you know, having sex puts you more at risk for cervical cancer. And we knew that there was something that caused it. And then finally, I believe in the 90s is when widespread taught us all that HPV, human papillomavirus, was putting us at risk for cervical cancer. Well, HPV, all right, can cause cancer in a variety of areas. All right, vaginal area, vulvar area, penile cancer, okay, rectal cancer, anal cancer, but also the oropharynx. So, cancers in the back of the throat. You can get it at the base of the tongue and the tonsils. An HPV infection is now the most common STD. It used to be chlamydia. Chlamydia was the number one STD. When you took the board test, what's the most common STD infection? Chlamydia. Now it's HPV. Chlamydia is still out there and high. All right, we just diagnosed a couple cases in my office, but actually about 3-4 cases in the last week. It's been pretty, you know, come on, people, be careful out there. But HPV, pretty dangerous stuff because we're talking about cancer. And people are very concerned now that, well, if I had something in the past, how long do I screen for? Well, that's the problem. We don't know. HPV, majority of it, is supposed to be self-limiting. Which is why the task force, U.S. Preventive Task Force, says we could wait on your pap smears till you're 21. We could do your pap smears every few years. Because let's say a 15-year-old did pick up HPV. Now, this is what they're saying, not what I'm saying. You know, it's self-limiting. Most of the time won't cause any problems. And will go away. Okay, I disagree. Okay, I think if your average 14, 15-year-old is having sex, she better be getting a pap smear. She better be getting an education. She better be in the medical doctor, in the medical provider's office, doctor, nurse practitioner, PA, getting a good talking to about not engaging in unprotected sex or even sex at all at that age. All right, and what to look for and what to be prepared for. Okay, in terms of assault, in terms of STDs, in terms of cancer prevention. So it really bothers me that these high schoolers having sex aren't going to the doctor till they're 21. To me, that's just too many years of lack of screening and lack of education. But that's just me. Okay? So you had genital warts back in the 1970s or 1980s. Could you be at risk for throat cancer from HPV? You would think after all these years, it wouldn't be, you know, what you had back in the 70s or 80s wouldn't be an issue. However, if HPV is one of the most common STDs, my inclination is to think that you got exposed to it in the 90s and in the 2000s as well. So basically, all of us could have been exposed, okay, to the point that we could have it. Now, many of us have gotten tested, like, you know, me and my husband, monogamous. My husband says he's not cheating on me, which is good, although Lord have mercy, he has every reason. You guys have seen me. I mean, I'm surprised he hasn't left me, but he hasn't. And so neither of us have HPV, so far so good. We should be okay. But if you don't know, and it's not being tested, okay, and you don't really usually get HPV testing when you're a guy, you could be at risk for the variety of cancers, tonsillar, tongue, base of tongue, back of throat, you know, rectal, penile cancer, cervical, vaginal, etc. So, when you're young, we give you the HPV vaccine. So the HPV vaccine is recommended for boys and girls who are 11 to 12 years old. It's a 3-dose series, and we recommend to get it. Okay, if you don't get all 3 doses, you may have to do a catch-up, but talk to your local health department or your doctor for that. Okay, then they do a pap smear for women ages 21 and 65. If you're 30 years older or older, you could do the HPV test when you get your pap smears every 3 years. Again, for those of you who think you're at higher risk, don't do the recommendations. Go more often. Talk to your medical provider about how often they want to see you. And, you know, many of you go, well, I'm not at risk because I've been married 20 years and my husband loves me. Okay, well, that's great. But what if your wife is cheating or your husband's cheating? Okay, how do you know? That's the other thing that bothers me. They go, if you're in a steady relationship, you don't need to be screened for cervical cancer. Well, how do you know? Okay, most people that get cheated on have no idea the partner's cheating. So, how do you know? Which is why I always recommend getting regular STD screens. Okay? So, 33,000 new cases of cancer, okay, found in different parts of the body are HPV related. So what I recommend you do is when you're 50, unless you have any sort of bleeding or abnormal bowel issues, you go and check in with a gastroenterologist to do your colorectal cancer screening. If you're sexually active, you think at all you could have been exposed by it's HPV, you get your pap smears, you get your vaginal exams. That's another thing. It could cause vaginal cancer. Many of you get a hysterectomy and you don't go back to the gynecologist. What about vaginal cancer? And then any change in your throat, it being hoarse, chronic cough, etc., get your throat checked. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so carbs causing lung cancer. The newest research from the University of Texas MD Anderson Center say they found the risk of lung cancer, we're talking lung cancer, jumped 49% in people who eat lots of foods with a high glycemic index. The higher a food's glycemic index, the greater its effect on blood sugar. So, for example, if you had an ice cream sundae versus a carrot stick, the ice cream sundae has a higher glycemic index, okay? They say the resulting uptick in glucose and insulin spikes, the body's insulin-like growth factors, which are kind of proteins that, these insulin-like growth factors, these are proteins that have been linked to greater risk of lung cancer. So when you eat cornflakes, white bread, potatoes, this is being reported by GrubStreet.com, fruits, a person could inadvertently be upping their chances of lung cancer. Subjects with the highest GI levels or glycemic index levels in their bodies were 92% more likely. Are you guys getting this? 92% more likely to develop squamous cell carcinoma of the lung than a group eating less sugar. Researchers also say the link increased among people who avoid cigarettes. The risk of smokers, so if you smoked, okay, your risk climbed 31%. But if you didn't smoke, you still had this risk. So they're going to do more studies, okay? I mean, it's almost hinting that if you didn't smoke, it was even a higher risk. Wow. I love my carbs. One of the reasons why I don't smoke and I don't drink and I don't do all the bad stuff that you know, they tell us, doctors tell us to not do is because I have my carbs. And I got to tell you, more and more and more, they're making it seem like your carbs are even deadlier than anything else. I mean, your sugar especially. Everybody says sugar is the evil. And it's just something I can't give up yet. And I don't know what I'm personally going to do. It's frustrating. All right. But you know what? I have it easy. I have it blessed. Okay? Because I didn't have to live through Chernobyl. We're being told that Chernobyl from 30 years ago, as well as Fukushima that happened a few years back, the radiation is still a threat. They say here, according to NBC News, that the economic crises of Russia, Ukraine, Belarus means they go, let me see here. People are still eating and drinking foods with high radiation levels. According to scientific tests, they say, I'm sorry, I'm having some computer issues. They say, according to scientific tests conducted on behalf of the Environmental Campaign Group, overall contamination from key isotopes like the cesium-137 and the strontium-90 has fallen, but it still lingers. Now, remember we talked to you guys about after Fukushima, how these fish pick up the cesium, and if these fish make it to our waters and we fish them and then we cook them and eat them, we're going to be taking in the cesium. Remember, back in 1986, April 1986, will be the 30th anniversary. I hate to call it an anniversary, but, you know, the 30th year marking the Chernobyl disaster. And when we were looking at Fukushima, we were studying the data we got from the Chernobyl survivors. And we found people as far west from Chernobyl as England were picking up food with radiation because of the goat milk or the cow milk or the cow meat, etc. So they say it is in what they eat and what they drink. It is in the wood they use for construction and burn to keep warm, according to the Greenpeace report. It's entitled Nuclear Scars, the Lasting Legacies of Chernobyl and Fukushima. Now, the research report, says here, no longer, let me see. The Ukraine no longer has sufficient funds to finance the programs needed to properly protect the public. This means the radiation exposure of people still living in the contaminated areas is likely increasing. Now, I guess Ukraine is suffering economic hardship. There's been the pro-Russian insurgency in the Eastern Territories, and you see Russia and Belarus have financial pressures, etc. But in grain alone, radiation levels, okay, are higher. They say 5 million people, okay, are being exposed to areas that still have higher radiation levels. So they say, just as this contamination will be with them for decades to come, so will be the related impacts on their health. Now, Russian Ministries of Health and Natural Resources has not immediately responded to a Reuters request for comment. In the Ukraine, the Health, Agriculture, and Ecology Ministries also have not immediately responded. So Greenpeace has conducted its tests. Also with the 2011 Fukushima disaster in Japan. Now, remember, that was an earthquake, and then it was a tsunami. It damaged a nuclear plant, and it caused substantial radiation risk. So the accident site, obviously, highest radioactive material. But what they're looking at is, what about down the road? What about in neighboring countries? What about down the road with generations? And so the cesium-137 can last decades. Let me see. Viktor Kanayev, a surgeon in the Russian district of Novosibirsk, said many people were too poor to ensure that they only ate food that was not contaminated. He said it is impossible for rural people and even the district town's residents to refuse local produce from the land and their garden, especially when the official monetary compensation was so small. Halina Kumelovich, a single mom of two living in a village in Ukraine's Rhine region, said that sometimes she had little choice but to feed her kids the contaminated food. We have milk and baked bread ourselves, and yes, it's with radiation. Everything here is with radiation. Of course, it worries me, but what can I do? Well, here's something that can be done. Apparently, Israel has placental cell therapy that can help cure radiation sickness. And maybe it could later fight some radiation damage. Some of you have asked me about the iodide, the potassium iodide. That you could not even buy online after the Fukushima disaster. Why? Because people wanted to take it to prevent radiation sickness. What they don't understand is all that did was prevent against thyroid cancer. It really doesn't prevent against all the other things that the radiation could do. So everybody freaked out and tried to get potassium iodide, which isn't a bad idea to get in the house, have some potassium iodide. The reason why it works is your thyroid will pick up that instead of hopefully the radiation, so it could protect your thyroid. But that's just one organ. Anyway, Israeli biotech firm Pluristem Therapeutics says it hopes its anti-radiation therapy will protect Fukushima workers decommissioning nuclear reactors and save lives in the future. It's a company out of Haifa, a northern city in Israel, and they've developed a placental-based cell therapy injection that could fully cure patients with multiple organ failure caused by high radiation exposure. I don't know how many people died after Fukushima, but the ones that were there when it happened, obviously not good. And they developed this, they were cells grown from placentas donated by women who had undergone C-section. They were harvested and they created a cocktail of therapeutic proteins which could combat lethal damage to the lungs, skin, bone marrow, and GI tract from radiation exposure. So one problem with radiation is it could destroy your bone marrow. Your bone marrow makes your blood. So then, unfortunately, you could get an aplastic anemia, you could become completely anemic, because you can't make blood anymore. You don't make blood anymore, you can also go into multi-organ failure and die. They say the effect of the treatment has been tested on different levels of radiation, including a level of radiation that could cause up to 70% mortality rate. So we're talking about high stuff. The therapy is called PLXR18. It has been cleared by the FDA for clinical trials in animals. So they are now conducting clinical trials in the United States. Thus far, they're finding 100% recovery rate. 100%! In animals exposed to radiation. This could be pretty damn cool. They say the optimal results are if the medicine is injected within 48 hours of exposure to lethal radiation. Can you imagine this? Tov meod, Israel. This is very good. There's a nuclear disaster. This company can give you that medicine within 48 hours to hopefully prevent multi-organ failure. This is amazing. So, we'll keep you guys posted. Is there any more developments with that? But I love it when a company thinks ahead, as opposed to Ebola, where it just kind of hit us from left field. I believe we are at risk for more earthquakes and, unfortunately, more nuclear disasters as we have nuclear reactors on fault lines. We need to be ready. So, way to go. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge, so your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Well, it looks like it helps to be president because you seem to get a little healthier. We have President Obama's health report, and they say he actually has gotten taller, about a half an inch in height over the past couple years. He's lost weight. His cholesterol is down. You know, I mean, for any of us that want to improve our health, try to become president. Plenty of golf time. They say he has had frequent trips to the gym, lots of rounds of golf, and that is paying off according to his latest physical exam. They say he is fitter than ever. He's lowered his cholesterol, gained muscle, and his personal physician has reported that Obama, President Obama, 54 years old, weighs 175 pounds, which is 5 pounds less than his last physical 2 years ago. He's 6'1". He exercises on our time and our tax dollars, but that's okay. I mean, you know, you want our president to exercise. Okay, I think he could play a little less golf, but that's just me. And he takes vitamin D, and he takes Nexium. Nexium is for acid reflux. And he occasionally uses nicotine gum. He does remain tobacco-free. He only drinks alcohol occasionally and in moderation. His doctor, Ronnie Jackson. Obama apparently eats a healthy diet. And his physical exam was his fourth in this presidency. He weighed, back in 2010, 179.9 pounds. It went up to 181.3 pounds in 2011, dropped down to 180 pounds in 2014. His cholesterol has dropped from 213 to 188. If I had a chef making me salad and fish that tasted good, my cholesterol would go down. The president's LDL, the bad cholesterol, is at 125, and of course we want it under 130. His HDL, the good cholesterol, is 68. Recommended minimum is 60. It's pretty damn good. I mean, his numbers are pretty damn good. His body mass index is down to 22.8, which is considered normal. And even more promising for his heart, for his health, is his heart rate is 56 beats a minute. 56 beats a minute you would think is a little bit low because most heart rates are about 70 to 80. But if you're athletic, it's good. And a lower resting heart rate is a sign of good health. So we're doing something right, keeping our presidents healthy. His blood pressure was only 110 over 68. So why is he taller? Well, really quickly, they say he's logged more than 1,100 hours on the golf course. He's played over 247 rounds. Okay, so he is getting a lot of exercise. So that could be helping bone growth. Okay. But why would he be a little taller? Well, one is it could be that there was some error with the way he was measured originally. Or B, you know, you're... When you get shorter, when you get older, you start to lose your height. And you lose your height because your discs start to dry out. When your discs start to dry out, the bones then have less cushion in between them, so you end up losing your height. If he gets to, you know, travel a lot and he gets to exercise a lot and he gets to whatever, maybe his discs aren't drying out as much. And who knows, maybe this lifestyle is healthier than the one he was living. Okay, maybe being president, they make sure you exercise, they make sure you get to play golf, they make sure you get to eat right, and so maybe all that allowed his disc height to improve. I don't know. I've rarely seen somebody get taller, so my guess is there might have been a mistake when they originally measured him. So that's what you guys have to do. You have to become president, and then you could get your cholesterol down and get lots of exercise. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. They say short men and overweight women unfortunately get a raw deal, not only with their health, but also in jobs and income. So, psychologists have speculated that the success of Napoleon, Voltaire, Ludwig von Beethoven, James Madison, maybe could be because they were trying to overcompensate because of their stature. They had short stature. Well, in decades and centuries ago, you being short was a disadvantage. Height was always revered. Weight, differently. Having more weight was revered, but not too much weight. But having weight was a sign of wealth, okay? Being too skinny was a sign of poverty. Then we realized, wait a second, we need to look super skinny, and then came the 80s and the 90s and that, all right? But, and the 60s, they were pretty skinny then, too. But they say the average male in Western countries is now maybe about 5'11 and a half. Okay? That's the tallest that humans as a species has ever been. And when they looked at DNA and the socioeconomic data of more than 120,000 people in Britain, aged 37 to 73, researchers came to the strong conclusion that short men do have, quote-unquote, reduced chances in life. Either education, income, job class. And men who are considered short are more at risk for heart disease, and by the way, also. So, I guess they say a third of Fortune 600 CEOs have been found to be taller than 6'3". And a University of Florida study found that people who are taller earn more per inch than their shorter counterparts. Then, on the other side, studies have shown that short people are more likely to be jealous and die of heart disease. Jealous? Come on. Previous research, they said, has also shown that growing up poor and not having adequate nutrition or medical care is also more likely to make you short, which in turn can lead to a more difficult life. University of Exeter genetics professor and co-author says, you know, it's kind of a classic, you know, chicken and the egg question of which comes first. Is it that you are short so you can't, you know, overcome the poverty line, or did you not get fed well? Was it a nutrition issue, so you never got to grow appropriately? And then, hence, you've never been able to make it from an economic standpoint. So it's a very, very interesting study. Women who are overweight, not doing that well as either. They, in this one study, they looked at 69 common genetic variants associated with body mass index. All right. And a woman is genetically predetermined to weigh about 14 pounds more than another woman. The heavier woman would have an annual income that is $1,600 less and have a higher level of something called the Townsend Deprivation Index. So what they found is heavier women make less money. Now, again, which came first, the chicken or the egg? If you have a low-paying job and you don't get meals covered, all right, and so you have to eat your, I don't know, fast food at your desk, or you have to eat on the run, all right, you know, you're not going to do that well. You know, I always fancied a job, you know, one of these jobs like in Wall Street where you don't have time to eat, or if you do, it's a business meeting, so, you know, you order a salad, right, you know, because you always want to look delicate and dainty and all that other stuff. You know, you won't sit there and order a steak, you know, because you have to work. And I was like, I would be so skinny if I worked on Wall Street. All right, you know, even though people grab on the go, you don't sit there and gorge and eat, you know. But no, when you have less paying jobs, you sit there and you munch on fast food. Maybe you don't work out as well. I mean, you know, some of these high paying jobs have gym. They have, I don't know. It just looks so, man, it doesn't look so exotic. And I know it shouldn't. I should understand that, you know, it doesn't matter what type of job you have. It doesn't mean you're automatically going to get exercise or eat well. But I really do think that if you didn't have to, you know, punch a time card, you know, and work like 6 to 6, like a lot of us do, you could do better. You could eat better. You can be better in terms of health. So interesting. Now, what about the social stigma of being heavy? Well, they've studied how heavier women don't seem to get the jobs like skinnier women do. And heavier women are looked upon, even heavier men are looked upon as lazy. Which is very frustrating when you have people that have thyroid conditions or medical conditions or, you know, just gave birth. But unfortunately, discrimination on that level is still rampant. And people will not hire you sometimes based on weight. They'll think, well, it'll affect your absenteeism. It'll affect your health insurance because you're going to be more inclined to have health problems. And so, you know, we have to overall, if we want to compete in the job market, watch our weight anyway. But interesting study. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people, and so we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we're being told close to 1 in 5 people in Puerto Rico are going to be infected with Zika. 1 in 5. And we're being told by the CDC director that Zika in Puerto Rico right now is a huge crisis. During a tour of Zika preparations in Puerto Rico, Dr. Thomas Frieden, director of the U.S. CDC, called Zika, quote, a tremendous challenge and crisis, and said protecting pregnant women from the virus is a top priority. Again, Zika has been reported to be causing the huge spike of cases of microcephaly, which is where the brain is not developed, not allowed to develop because the skull is small. This microcephaly, and these babies can't develop properly. And it is being transmitted to these babies when mom gets infected with Zika, pregnant mom. So it's happening within the womb. It's not a baby that was after the baby was born. However, people getting exposed to Zika that aren't pregnant or pregnant also could also be at risk for Guillain-Barré, which is a severe neurological disorder. So Frieden has been working with CDC staff right now and the Puerto Rican government, all right, on strategies to protect pregnant women from becoming infected. The Aedes aegypti mosquito is the resilient type of mosquito that has been carrying Zika, and it is widespread. And they say cases of Zika are now doubling weekly in Puerto Rico. And CDC expects hundreds of thousands of individuals to become infected, including thousands of pregnant women. So to protect pregnant women, they're saying ladies use insect repellent daily and reliably. Most insect repellents are still safe while you're pregnant, from what we are being told. They say they're adding window screens, air conditioning where possible, avoid the water that's standing in these little pools, these little kiddie pools where mosquitoes will want to, breed. They love these little wet areas. Let me see here. What else are they doing over there? There's obviously travel warnings. Okay. They are saying men who hope to father a child in the near future maybe avoid, they say, because it's also sexually transmitted. According to Dr. Jose Cordero, if a man wants to start a family, going to a Zika endemic area is not the smart thing to do. So not only are we telling pregnant women or women of childbearing years to not go to a Zika infested area or a Zika endemic area, epidemic area, now we're saying, look, men also. Cordero is a professor of public health at the University of Georgia, was director of the CDC and Prevention's National Center on Birth Defects and Developmental Disabilities in 2001 and 2006. Currently, the CDC is warning only pregnant women to stay away from areas where Zika is present, but now they're also suggesting. Cordero was a former assistant U.S. Surgeon General, says we also need to look at men. So there's been a lot of uncertainties about Zika in semen, but we are concerned about Zika being STD spread. And they say the virus right now is spreading explosively throughout the Americas. So it's only a matter of time where our southern states are going to see more and more cases. Again, a big problem is a lot of people aren't getting tested. Some of you guys might have come into my office with Zika, and you came in for something else saying, you know what? Yeah, a couple weeks ago, I think I had the flu because I had a viral thing. You know, I had a rash, but everything went away. Now, I'm trying to think back and see if anybody came in with those symptoms so I could try to call them and get them tested. But we just got through flu season. And so many of you said, you know what, I had the flu and I got over it. So was it the actual flu? Or was it a milder viral syndrome that might have been Zika? We didn't test. It's not something that, and there's no very easy way to test yet. You know, they're trying to develop these rapid screens. So, a CDC official said that the agency is studying how long the virus does last in semen, but they are advising pregnant women to not travel to Zika-affected areas, and it's only a matter of time where they're going to tell women to not have sex with anybody who they think has Zika. And here's the thing. You could, as hubby, go and get a blood test, let's say. Let's say the local health department is offering a blood test. So you get blood tested by the CDC, and they say you're fine. Then you get bit by a mosquito a couple hours later. All right? I mean, how often are you supposed to be tested? Are you supposed to not sleep with her the whole pregnancy? So we don't know. So right now, the CDC is telling men who have traveled to Zika-affected areas either abstain from sex or use a condom. If the partner isn't pregnant, maybe still consider abstaining or using condoms, all right, and wait a period of time. Now, we don't know how long because we don't know how long it could last in the semen. Now, remember, Ebola lasted in semen for, what, months? And then we come to find out that Ebola could actually live in your body for a long time and then come out later and affect you. So this is obviously a huge concern, and I'll keep you guys posted as we get more developments. 1-877-DOC, 1-877-DOC, L-I. A cancer clinic is warning 2.2 million patients that they've had a data breach. Cancer treatment provider 21st Century Oncology Holdings has warned 2.2 million patients and employees that their sensitive data might have been stolen in a cyber attack. The breach was revealed on March 4th. And, but they say that the theft happened on November 13th. Okay. Let me see. They say they were informed of the cyber attack by the FBI. The, FBI knew about the attack, but asked 21st Century Oncology to keep quiet until an investigation into the incident was complete. The cyber attackers accessed a key database in early October. No details concerning how the cyber criminal managed to compromise the network, but they were able to access and steal data, including names, social security numbers, physician names, diagnosis, and treatment information, as well as insurance records. No shock there. As noted by ThreatPost, the data breach may impact up to 2.2 million patients and physicians. Now, they don't think medical records were part of the haul that got, you know, broken into, but again, the diagnoses were there. With the insurance records. So the medical group is offering those affected a year of free credit monitoring. 21st Century Oncology's data breach is the latest incident, which highlights a growing trend of core services being struck by cyber attacks. And medical information is just grapes and fruit for the picking. And it's, I don't know what the answer is. You know, and the criminals just watched it happen. Doctors were forced to go electronic. You're forced to go electronic, and now your information is there, and the data is there, and it's just ripe for the picking. And, you know, these companies go, oh, yeah, we have the highest security. Well, the Pentagon had high security. The CIA had high security. Sony Pictures had high security, and they all got attacked. Okay? Whoever is able to figure out the security, there's always somebody better. There's always somebody better in IT. There always is. So, last month, two German hospitals were held to ransom by malware and cyber criminals. They demanded a fee in Bitcoin to release critical files. Both hospitals refused to bow to the cyber attackers' demands. A different hospital, the one we talked about, Hollywood Presbyterian Medical Center, did give the $17,000 fee to be able to resume normal operations. So that's another thing. People are getting bitcoins, and I still don't know how that works, by hijacking your hospital system, your medical patients and software. So we did this to ourselves. I mean, I don't know what the answer is. Everything's going computerized. We're all going to be on computers, and we are going to be so vulnerable. I mean, somebody could hijack, our power system. Our water supply system. Everything is on computers. Okay? You know, where do we have the manual overrides? Where do we have protection? How do we have, like, a shutdown when somebody unauthorized accesses? The problem with medical records is there's, you know, lots of avenues for access. The doctors get to access it. The patients get to access it. So there's so many avenues of access. And I'm not a computer expert by any means. It's one of the weakest points. But you would think that... It's a mess. I'm not excited about electronic medical records at all. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You know, hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.